Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 45 for week 47 of the Rotary year, May 20th, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Once a year, the Rotary Clubs in the greater Des Moines area gather together as one large Rotary Club for education, fellowship, and community service. An education forum is held on a different topic each year with a keynote speaker and a panel. Past topics have included water quality, human rights, and mental health. This year's Civitas Forum is on Wednesday, May 29th, beginning at 4:30 p.m. at the West Des Moines Hilton Hotel, and is focused on hunger and hunger security. After the forum, attendees can visit with local nonprofits who provide programs and services relative to this year's topic. Net income from the event is donated to a variety of these nonprofits. Now, the cost is $20 per person, and you can RSVP yourselves and your guests through your individual Rotary Club. This is the fifth year of Rotarians making the world a better place, and it's starting right here in Des Moines. Speaking of other special events, the Rotary Club of Des Moines will be sponsoring its own international summit on Monday, June 10th. Now, please plan to join us for an afternoon featuring guest speaker Roger Thoreau, the 2009 Action Against Hunger's Award recipient. He is a renowned author, international correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, and a fellow for Global Agricultural and Food Policy for the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Now, if you don't know much about him, he is a graduate of the University of Iowa, and for 30 years he worked as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and for 20 of those years he was based abroad in Europe and Africa. After writing a series on famine in Africa, Thoreau and fellow Wall Street Journal colleague Scott Kilman were finalists for the 2004 Pulitzer Prize in International Reporting. In 2009, Thoreau and Kilman authored the book Enough: Why the World's Poorest Starve in an Age of Plenty. They received Action Against Hunger's Humanitarian Award for this book in 2009. His second book, The Last Hunger Season, A Year in an African Farm Community on the Brink of Change, was published in the spring of 2012. He also lectures on a variety of topics around world economy and writes for the Huffington Post. Here's the neat thing. I had the opportunity to catch up with fellow Rotarian and International Service Committee chairperson Becky Greenwald, and we talked at length about the planning and the execution of this growing event that's sponsored by our club. Let's tune in and listen to more about the importance of this particular event and how it's coming together.
We're visiting today with the chair of the International Service Committee of the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Becky Greenwald. And Becky has been working hard with the rest of the committee this year in putting together plans for another spectacular international summit that's coming up on June 10th. So, Becky, welcome to Rotary Roundabout. We're glad you could join us today.
Thanks, President Sean.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to be here.
Great. So tell us a little bit about the planning that has gone into this particular year's summit, and then maybe some of the details of what you will be covering, and maybe a little bit about the speaker and what some of the goals are.
I'm happy to, and thank you, Sean. We have been working on the summit each year. We want to make it bigger and better than the year before, and that presents a challenge, but I think we've come up with it again this year. We are always looking to bring thought leaders in that can share some of their experiences, their best practices, what's worked for them, what hasn't, to help our attendees maybe come away with some really good nuggets that they can put to use in their own organization.
Sure.
And our attendees include Rotarians, not only from our own club and others, and also other non-government organizations that are working in the international project space. We're bringing in corporations and organizations and individuals that have a common goal of doing more around the world as humanitarians, and at sure. the same time informing them of what Rotary offers for that activity.
Right.
Yeah. So we're just thrilled, and of course it's always important to have goals, and so we would like to have more exhibitors, and I can tell you right now we've got a few more exhibitors lined up already, about 20 days out than we did last year. So we want to make sure that they come. There's no charge to be an exhibitor. We provide the table space for them and an opportunity to share what their mission is and their organization. And this year we'll be having a little people's choice, so people can talk about vote for the three favorite exhibits, and then that those individuals have an opportunity to speak to the whole group about what their project is. So it's
great.
Another good thing to share. Yeah, so we're excited about that. Yeah. And
I've noticed over the years, now I went to the very first one, and it was a great gathering of local NGOs, like you've mentioned. But each year, as you've mentioned, has gotten bigger and bigger and better and bigger and better. And so how does the committee come along and recruit and identify these various NGOs?
Well, you know, it comes from that just being aware of who's out there and asking the question all year long and asking the NGOs that are there, who do you work with that you don't see here?
Sure.
And who should we be including and being more inclusive? So we're always working on building that basic list of folks that we want to be sure know about the event, sending them multiple contacts so that they know that it's going on, and then being sure that they have representation here and know that this is a chance to get some more folks to know about what they're doing. And we just want to celebrate the good work. Yeah, there's so much good work that's being done by individuals around the Central Iowa area. And then we also want to have them go out the door making new contacts with other people so they can collaborate and do even more in better ways.
Yeah.
And then also get some information that'll help them, you know, those good nuggets of learning to share, you know, what someone's experiences have been and maybe learn from those.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So tell us a little bit about the speaker, Mr. Thoreau, who's coming in. It sounds like he is, for lack of the better terms, a rock star in the world of famine and world hunger analyses and those types of things.
Yes, he is. Roger Thoreau is coming in from Washington, D.C., and he has written some books, and he is a recipient of a very prestigious Action Against Hunger Humanitarian Award. And so he knows what he's been talking about. He's really been focused in that area for several years. He's actually a journalist by trade, and he was a Wall Street Journal international journalist for several years. And that's when he first started noticing what's happening here in this whole issue of hunger and how it's impacting young children being born. And then that deficit lasts them throughout their lives. So he is an expert on talking about the politics of world hunger, and also just has some wonderful examples of stories in different places around the world, comparing not only in Africa, but even to the Chicago area. So it's just very insightful. Yeah, he's just an amazing individual who's done a lot in the hunger space, and he is now a senior fellow with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. So he spends a lot of time, you know, just going around and making sure that people understand just what's happening and impacting change and getting it done. So we're excited.
So I think that this is, I would just say that this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, not only to meet this individual who's been impactful, but also to realize that through our Rotary network, we were able to reach out and make contact with him. Is that true?
Yes, it is. I had actually heard him speak other places in other things I was involved with, but then I found out that our Rotary Club member, Jay Siegel, knew Roger. And so I asked if Jay would reach out to Roger and invite him. So yeah, through our Rotary network of just asking the question, who knows him? How can we get in touch with him? Who would be the best person to make the ask? That's how that happened. And so, yeah, we're just thrilled that Roger said yes, and he's looking forward to coming to Des Moines, and he's looking forward to doing work with Rotary. So, you know, it's just a win-win all the way around.
Well, it's a win-win that comes about as a result of a lot of hard work of the International Service Committee. I know you have many duties coming up for the event, and I know that there are opportunities for other volunteers that might be able to help that day. Do you have any specific areas that you're looking for additional help, or you just want folks to raise their hand and you'll put them to work that day? How best can we put the call out to our fellow Rotarians to come and help you?
Well, the first ask would be talk to two or three other people and invite them to come and be sure that they understand they don't want to miss this, that it's a really great opportunity at no cost to themselves other than investing the afternoon, that we're at a beautiful mm-hmm. facility. Unity Point Des Moines has given us the Education Research Center facility. It's easy, free parking, easy access. And then when we are there at the event, we need our Rotarians to be hosts for the folks that are coming in, help us move people from one event to another, and to also, we're looking for somebody to staff our Rotary membership table. Just as,
yes,
if somebody is
great.
Interested to find out more about Rotary, somebody there that can just speak to what Rotary is about and talk about what we've got going on. And we'll have our International Service Committee will have a table, and that'll join the other displays that are there. So we just want to share information, let people find out about the great things going on by Central Iowans, and how tying in uh-huh. with us and Rotary and spreading the word just creates better collaboration. So we're excited.
That's great.
We definitely need help.
Yeah, well, we are certainly going to put full court press on the group to make sure that they're able to, like you say, help promote it and invite others to attend, but also to maybe step up and help lend a helping hand during that day. So we'll make sure that they're aware of it. So, Becky, I can't thank you enough for all of the hard work that you and your committee have done to put this international summit together for us coming up on June 10th. And as a personal aside, I think our Rotary Club of Des Moines is in good hands as you begin to step up and are going to be our new Sergeant at Arms beginning July 1st. And so I wanted to say congratulations on that. And I just think that the club is going to go onward and upward with fine leadership as you have exhibited on the International mm-hmm. Service Committee, but I know that the club will benefit once you step into some leadership roles on the club level. So congratulations on that.
Well, thanks, Sean, and I was honored to be asked to serve, and I'm looking forward to it. So I've been paying close attention to what you do ever since that happened. So I'm keeping notes.
You are very, very kind. Becky, thanks for joining us today. And friends, again, remember on June 10th at Unity Point, we will be hosting the Rotary Club of Des Moines International Summit. So be watching the weekly bulletins. We are certainly going to be promoting it from the podium now until the event. So help us promote that. Help us get the word out. And better yet, raise your hand and say you'll help us that day. So Becky, thanks again for joining us on Rotary Roundabout.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks again to International Service Committee Chairperson Becky Greenwald for those kind comments on the great planning that's going on for our International Summit coming up on Monday, June 10th. Now, the afternoon will be starting at 12:30, and from that time until 1 will be a poster exhibit and registration time, and then the program will run from 1 to 4 p.m. Now, this is being held at Unity Point, and there is free parking in Iowa Methodist's parking garage located on the west side of Iowa Methodist's campus at the corner of Pleasant Street and 14th Place. Now you can register for this event on our website, www.rotaryclubofdesmoines.org. Now this Thursday, our membership development and our community service committees will be meeting starting at 11 a.m. Our featured keynote speaker at this week's meeting is Antoinette Stevens with the Principal Financial Group, and she'll be addressing the timely topic of cybersecurity. If you happen to know someone who might be interested in hearing this presentation, please invite them to be your guest. We'd love to have them. Now, as a reminder, friends, please remember that our membership roster is intended for personal use of club members only. The use of commercial purposes is prohibited unless prior sanction of the Board of Directors has been obtained. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Please feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I certainly hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.